One thing Cynthia Franklin has learned about people who like marijuana, they really like it.
Boy, there's a lot of passion around this substance. I mean, people really, a lot of people really, 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 really love it. Love it a lot. And they are so passionate about it. And I mean, I keep telling my staff, I thought that marijuana people were supposed to be chill. I mean, why isn't anybody relaxed, you know, when they talk to us? So.
Like everyone else in Alaska, though, those passionate fans are going to have to wait a while for retail marijuana stores to open. While Alaskans can now legally possess and grow cannabis for personal use, the state has until November 24th to finish writing regulations for commercial marijuana operations. That includes cultivation, testing facilities, and eventually pot shops. Franklin says she's hyper aware of the looming November deadline, and she makes sure the board is aware too.
I preach the timeline. I am like a timeline minister. We are absolutely going to give our best effort to getting these regulations out in the time frame set forth in the statute so that we don't throw you, the local government officials, under the bus, so to speak, under the marijuana bus.
She's referring to the penalty if the state misses that deadline. According to the ballot initiative approved by voters last year, if the state fails to draft regulations in that time frame, the task of issuing permits for commercial marijuana falls on local governments. Franklin says that's a great incentive for the state to not miss its deadline. But even if regulations are ready by November 24th, permits won't be issued until spring, and the first ones won't be for pot stores.
One thing that we did learn from Washington is don't issue all the licenses at once. Marijuana is a plant. You have to grow it. If you issue retail store licenses the same day that you issue marijuana cultivation licenses, you are putting quite a bit of pressure on your retail stores to find some marijuana to stock their shelves with, and it will not be legally grown.
Franklin says the first licenses issued most likely will be for grow operations and for testing that legally grown commercial cannabis. Speaking of testing, one AML attendee asked whether testing requirements will apply in places like Ketchikan that are off the road system and only accessible by boat or plane. Both of those modes of travel are regulated by the federal government and therefore are not legal for the transport of marijuana. Franklin says yes, testing still will be required, but the board is aware of what she calls the Alaska problem. She says the regulations have been written with rural communities in mind.
We truly believe that we will get adequate testing into the off-road communities that want to have marijuana establishment licenses. We believe that that operation and perhaps other operations will see a business opportunity in putting a gas chromatography machine onto a boat and taking it into those communities to test their marijuana.
Another audience member asked Franklin about the veracity of the horror stories out of Colorado that were heard leading up to Alaska's vote legalizing marijuana. Some of those stories involve children ingesting concentrated edible pot and needing hospitalization. Franklin says she met with a chief physician at a children's hospital in Denver, Colorado, during a conference. That doctor told her that, yes, there was a jump in marijuana poisonings from 0 to 14.
They said more children come to the emergency room from poisoning by Tide Pods. Do you know what Tide Pods are?
Yeah.
They're detergent made attractive and candy-like, and apparently children love to eat them. And so they have more admissions to the emergency room in Denver for poisoning by Tide Pods than they do by marijuana.
Franklin adds that most of the horror stories are from the first year after Colorado legalized marijuana. The problem was that legal medical marijuana dispensaries were the first places to offer legal recreational marijuana. And medical marijuana targets people who are accustomed to eating high doses of THC. That's the chemical in cannabis that creates the high.
What they found is when they turn the recreational market loose with those products, havoc ensued. And so they had to go back and rewrite their edible rules.
Colorado now sets its single serving size at 10 milligrams of THC, but recommends that first-time users cut that in half. So Franklin says the Alaska rules will set the serving size at 5 milligrams to encourage people dabbling with pot for the first time to start small and build from there. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.